a bit of a technical issue there.
This is Free Talk Live, your program, your way. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us on this Saturday night as Free Talk Live takes over your airwaves and your computer. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I am Gardner, filling in for Ian along with...
Julia.
Filling in for Mark on tonight's program. Thank you very much for joining us. We have many things to discuss. We're going to dive right into these things later in the program. Oh, wait till you hear this sound that we've got of Sir Lord God Bob Geldof hungry for more of your cash to go to Africa, as if you didn't send enough over that was expropriated from you, and it had such a good effect. But first, let's go through some of the big stories tonight, shall we, Julia, as we take over for Ian and Mark, who are away, right?
Yes.
Great to have you here. I'm so pleased to be here, and thanks again to Ian and Mark, the gods themselves of Free Talk Live. Of course, if you have an opportunity to tune into the program, you'll hear them every day, Monday through Saturday. But they are away. Last night they were away, and tonight they are away, as we get an opportunity to fill in, do the program, and of course, we want to invite you to participate, because as Ian always says, this is your program. It's your freedom, it's your liberty, and it's your opportunity to sound off on issues we bring up or ones that you want to bring up as well. And tonight, on tonight's program, we have, Julia has a list of some stories that we're going to be discussing. We'll give you quick updates on some of the big stories. What are the stories you've been looking at, Julia?
Well, we've got a story about secession in Vermont.
A good one. I love that. We were going to try to talk about that last night. It's an excellent one, and it has a lot of historical legs as well, because everybody seems to say that the secession argument was decided by Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe Vermont might bring the question back up. We'll see. Also, you have...
a couple of corrupt cop stories?
Yes, indeed. Wow, that's a surprise. Not that we want to bandy around the idea that cops are all corrupt.
Certainly not.
We like to explore the idea that maybe there could be a different way, as Theodoric of York used to say on Saturday Night Live. Also, we have a very interesting one about patriotism and that thing that has stripes and blue on it. What's the story?
A protester arrested for letting her 10-year-old son stomp on a flag.
Can't have that. And that has some very interesting constitutional ramifications because she ran afoul of a state law. We'll tell you more about that one on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. I have a few stories we're going to get to. Of course, we've got that great Sir Lord Bob Cthulhu Bob Geldof story. He's hungry for more of your cash to go to the hungry people in Africa. And this is where we'll find a distinction between what is moral and what is legal. We'll talk about that shortly. Also, the European Union has a new report that they have just released about something that, of course, we know doesn't exist because the Bush administration told us, no way! The CIA NATO prisons in Poland and Romania where interrogation did not happen. That's right. And, you know, anything that happens to have not conformed to the Geneva Accords, we'll tell you about that, and we'll talk about the dynamic of why those places did exist, why people got all ticked off at the New York Times for reporting it over a year ago, and why it's important for us to make some very clear distinctions about when the United States is at war, why the United States government should be at war, and what it should be doing when it uses its military based on certain treaties that it has signed on to. Also, we'll have an update. In fact, let's start with this story right now. We got an update about the Ed Brown situation. You know, yesterday you gave us a great update, Julia, about Ed Brown and his wife Elaine in Plainfield, New Hampshire. I mean, they're only about an hour away from where we are in our studios here. And folks have been riled up about this all around the country, and yet you're not seeing anything about it. At the time that he ran afoul of the law in court, it was all over Fox News, it was everywhere. But now it's the Paris Hilton dilemma. I mean, you know, I mean, it just goes to show you, it's like the bread and circuses for the Romans. It's a really sad situation. So Ed and Elaine Brown are holed up in his place in Plainfield. They have people who have been visiting, and Ed says, and you can find this report online and so on, Ed says that it's possible that the man that Julia mentioned last night, who is now currently he's back in New Jersey, his name is Danny Riley, I think. He comes from New York. Ed Brown says that it's possible that Danny Riley might have saved their lives. He says that he thinks that the federal troops were coming to try to get him, possibly to kill him, and that when they ran into Mr. Riley, who was out walking his dog, He says that they might have decided not to attack that day when they found him out there. They might not have been sure about what was going on.
Sure seemed like a test run to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Roadblocks, kicking people out of their homes.
And tasering the guy. They tased the guy. He was on the ground and they tased him. And then they brought him in, and as you reported yesterday, right, they said, if you say anything to anybody, watch it because we're going to prosecute you. For what? Walking a dog? Insane.
I'm speechless.
It is the strong arm of government. Now, if you want to call us about that or any other issue, feel free, because as Ian has mentioned, this is your program. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. But let's talk about another story that I think has a lot of legs and something that I think is very important for all of us. I want to talk a little bit about a story from New Hampshire that is probably mirrored in so many other places, Julia. The story of what we're fighting in the Live Free or Die state, the Free State, where so many Free State Project members have been coming, and they have had an effect, but we'll see whether it's been strong enough. Folks, in New Hampshire, here, we have local control of education. In fact, it is codified in our state constitution that the towns will make the decisions about hiring and firing their teachers. You can look it up. It's Section 1, Article 6 of the state constitution. One of the things that's been happening here since 1993 is part of a systematized attempt by the teachers' unions and special interests in academia to try to centralize decision-making and take it away from the towns. Because as anyone knows who's watched collective bargaining, it's easier to negotiate for unions and to lobby in one centralized spot. They can focus all their money rather than having all these different towns. So in 1993, a town called Claremont brought suit against the state of New Hampshire, just like it had happened in 45 other states. And they said that they had a right to a state-funded education. They brought this suit to the state Supreme Court, which could not find a right inside the state constitution, because our state constitution is based on Lockean natural rights theory, which are negative rights. You have a right to be left alone by me. I have a right to be left alone by you. We form governments to stop us from messing with each other, and that's it. So positivism or positive rights, in inferring something that you have a right to the services of someone else, are not something that are inherently written in our state constitution. So the state Supreme Court could not find in 1993 when this lawsuit was brought up, they couldn't find a right to education. So they made it up. They made up the idea that there was a right to an adequate education and that the state legislature must define what is an adequate education and tell all the towns what that is.
It's funny to me, the idea of having a right to education, because they don't see it that way. They force you to get an education.
Yeah, they force you. If you don't go, your parents are in trouble. If you
right.
don't give up your tax money, you're in trouble. All sorts of things like that. So you have that facet of it. Then you've got the control aspect of it. Now, I don't want government involved in education in any way whatsoever, because it's a cesspool. It's a mess. It caters to the lowest common denominator. It's ridiculous. But one of the things that at least we have in New Hampshire, and the people who founded it recognized, was if you have small areas of control, the towns, you can have some sort of facsimile to competition. You can have competition between the towns, and people can leave if there's a bad system.
It's actually one of my favorite things about the New Hampshire state constitution, and it's a pretty good state constitution, really.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things in there that are really great.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that, because right now we are fighting in New Hampshire. The battle is on, not only at Ed Brown's place. I want to get your stories as well at Free Talk Live. Give us a call. We want to talk to you about very important topics like this one. Talk to us about the future of education. Talk to us about what you want to discuss. 800-259-9231 at Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished. when you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 8, 2007, gold 653.50 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 674.73, 332.95 for half, and 166.48 for quarter ounce. That's 674.73, 332.95, and 166.48. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your radio, the way you want it when you want to discuss freedom. 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us. Go to freetalklive.com if you want to get involved on the website, and there is so much to discover at the website. We'll tell you more details all about it, but right now, if you're near a computer, investigate it. You're going to find some great things. Tonight, Ian and Mark are not here for the second night in a row, not meaning that they are lax. Instead, they are doing work for the program, away from the program, and unfortunately away from you, the audience. But we're relying on you. I am Gardner, and she is...
Julia.
And we are taking over the airwaves for the next 2 hours and 40 minutes. Give us a call at 800-259-9231 all across the country. We're going to be getting into some very big issues. Of course, if you want to talk about the latest about the Ed Brown situation and taxes, the IRS, and all of that, we can discuss that as well. We had many things to discuss that we couldn't get to last night. And also on our list, we're talking about possible secession of Vermont. It's floating around. It's something that probably won't happen, but it does lead to a really good intellectual discourse. It's an excellent thing to investigate. And we've also got stories about Sir Lord God Bob Geldof wanting more of your cash for starving people in Africa. And he's angry at the G8 that they're not supplying enough money. We have a soundbite of him coming later. Just a little treat for you as you go about your business on a Saturday night. And we'll talk about stomping on flags and immigration coming up shortly. First, I wanted to ask you a question. Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org, that's D2Z.org, proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. It is D2Z, the number 2, Z.org, or D2Z if you are of the Anglo-Saxon persuasion. D2Z.org. Julia, I'm really happy those guys, Ian and Mark, asked me to fill in. It's great. I'm usually here on Mondays. And I want people to pay attention just very quickly to this little story we have, because I want people to give us a call if they've had stories like this on education, government education. This thing has mushroomed since the mid-1800s when the government started getting involved in education in a very dramatic way with the progressives and all of those folks who got involved, John Dewey later in the latter half and towards the beginning of the 20th century. And now today in New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, we're in the midst of a crisis that has occurred in 45 other states where they have brought lawsuits to centralize the decision-making instead of decentralizing it, as if we haven't had enough problems with education, with the curve going down and down and down on SATs, despite the fact that in the mid-90s, they adjusted the SAT tests so that they would inflate the grades on a bell curve, and they allow people more time, not only quantitatively, but qualitatively, they've changed the test, and kids are still doing worse. They don't seem to get that getting government more involved, getting centralized decision-making more inherent in the system, that somehow that will make it worse. They don't get it. And that's what they're trying to do in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it seems to me that public education is a failed experiment.
It certainly is. Julia and I were talking about this yesterday when we were off the air. My father worked for the Reagan administration at the National Institute of Education in the 80s. And my dad was sort of a proto-libertarian. He had all the von Mises stuff, and Bastiat's The Law, Hayek, all these things, Milton Friedman's books, and all sorts of things like that. And my dad was sent down there specifically to try to dismantle the Department of Education, which it only started in the 1970s. So he finally left. He had Carter holdovers breaking into his filing cabinets. He was supposed to have things that were sent off to Reagan for Reagan's eyes only. They would open up these envelopes. And he finally left. He's like, you know, I'm wasting people's money. People's tax money is being wasted. I can't stop this juggernaut. So he left. He came home. He retired. And I think about my father and how hard he used to try to fight against the centralizing tendency. And it is the tendency of government-organized bureaucracies to expand. And that's what education has done. So here in the state, folks, this is the deal. 800-259-9231. I want to start the program with this because I know Julia has some very strong thoughts about this. And school is finishing up for a lot of kids. Public school is finishing up for a lot of kids over the next week, 2 weeks. Here's the deal. Right now, we have a governor who is taking words that the Supreme Court made up and did not even find in our state constitution to try to propose a state amendment to the constitution to put the words in so that the state will make the decisions on education adequacy. Now, what you think is adequate and what I think is adequate are completely different things. It is a subjective term, what is an adequate education. But they want the state to define this.
They haven't done a good job defining it so far.
When does the state do a good job on anything? Ever. It never does. Even on defense. You've got wrenches that cost $1,000. It doesn't do a good job on anything.
No. In fact, it's funny that you mention that, because we have a friend here who is in the Navy, and he says that he's seen people throw tools off of the ships just so they can waste money and get more tools.
It's incredible. All right. Now, I want to give you an example of the perfidy, the obnoxious, disgusting thought processes behind some of the people who are trying to manipulate New Hampshire. And this has happened if you are in the contiguous, or no, if you're in the United States, because it happened in Hawaii too.
Yes.
If you're in the United States, 45 states have encountered this sort of legal manipulation, and the attorneys who have been behind it ought to be ashamed of themselves. And so should the education professionals. Here's a great example of one of our esteemed state representatives who wants to place into our state constitution, which does not give a right. It doesn't. You don't give rights. It does not enumerate a right to a publicly funded education, because you don't have a right to that. If you have a right to take the money from person A to pay for person B's child because you think a child, well, he can't educate himself, there's a difference between a child needing to be educated and having a right to the fruits of somebody else's labor to get that education. I need food, but I can't steal from somebody else to feed myself. Even if I'm a parent and I have a child, I can't do that. It is immoral. It's unethical. So what happens? If they can take from person A and make him work for X number of hours a day to pay for person B's child's education because the majority says so, oh, the child has a right to a publicly funded education. That's the only way that we can do it. Wink, wink. If you can do that, you're essentially enslaving that man, making him work for X number of hours a day. Why don't we just remove the middleman and make the teachers work for nothing? Enslave the teachers. We would never do that because that rips the artifice off it. That shows you what government does in order to fund what we all supposedly think is a right to an education. That's why you don't have positive rights. But these people don't get it. And the constitutionalists, so-called, in the Supreme Court of the state of New Hampshire couldn't find a right to education, so they made it up. They said this. They looked in a different section of the Constitution other than what is actually termed the rights section. They read a clause that said the state shall cherish the interests of literature, the arts, sciences, and all public schools and seminaries. And they said, oh, that's a mandatory statement that the state has to fund education.
That's one of my personal problems with the Constitution.
Yeah.
Is that, first of all, somebody else wrote it a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
a great point. I didn't agree to it.
And it's supposed to, you know, make us subscribe to it, right?
Right. But second of all, people can just sort of interpret it their own way and make stuff up. And, hey, if there isn't an amendment, let's add an amendment.
Exactly, Julia. Exactly. Okay. When we come back, I want to read you a quote from one of our great representatives here in New Hampshire and ask you if this has happened to you. And then I want to get into the immigration issue. 800-259-9231. We've got a story about immigration that'll come, well, we can push it back a little bit. We want to talk about this education story. We'll return. It's Free Talk Live, your show, 800-259-9231.
To get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Your program, it is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI free line for you as we talk about freedom. I am Gardner, and she is
Julia,
and we're filling in for Ian and Mark tonight. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday night and taking some time to get involved with Liberty. Great to have you here, and I'm really pleased to be next to this woman, Julia. Julia, good to have you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, you have something you want to mention to everybody.
That's right. Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Very little. But the Prometheus Institute, readpi.com, is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today.
Readpi.com. Absolutely right. I hope people will check out the Prometheus Institute. Now, we were discussing before the break something that I think is very key, education. And the fallacy under which many people operate nowadays that you just can't get education unless the government handles it.
Right.
Strangely enough, the roles of homeschoolers have been rising the more the government has been spending, and the homeschoolers have been performing better and better, and the government schoolers are performing worse and worse.
And right now, there's all kinds of homeschooling regulations. So imagine how much better it would be if they didn't have to answer to the government.
Absolutely right. And it goes from the federal government all the way down with this No Child Left Behind thing and Goals 2000 before that. And here in New Hampshire, as I was mentioning, there is a systematic effort underway, everybody, to try to centralize decision-making. It happened in Texas, where they brought lawsuits. It happened in New Jersey, where they brought lawsuits. Connecticut, Vermont, New York. Let me see, where else? Hawaii, Kentucky, South Carolina. They bring these lawsuits saying that there's a right to education. As we've mentioned before, there is no right to anything. You don't have a right to anything. That means you have a right to take something from someone else. That means you have a right to enslave someone. You don't have a right to do that. Otherwise, there is no individualism. There's no individuality, and you have no control over your own life. It just depends on what the majority wants. And
right.
I find that repulsive. And I also find repulsive what's happening in New Hampshire. As many free staters come to New Hampshire, and you have stories in your states as well, I'm sure, at 800-259-9231, as we prepare to talk about some of those other stories that are coming up, this one really has been sticking in my craw.
as we were thinking about the Browns earlier today here in New Hampshire, and I thought, you know, there's another story that's coming up in New Hampshire that needs national recognition because we are one of the last states not to centralize decision-making in our state capital and have all the politicians up there decide for all the towns what's going to happen. And it really steams me to see what's going on. Our governor, the Democrat, John Lynch.
Oh, golly gee, I'm John Lynch.
He's such a cutie guy. Ugh. He thinks he's such a sweetheart, and he's so deceptive. This guy is trying to write into our state constitution wording that the Supreme Court made up, saying that there's a right to a so-called adequate education in our state constitution.
What is an adequate education?
You know that the people who founded this state were smart enough to realize that that term is subjective. And the state, there's no possible way that anybody can codify what is a subjective term. You cannot do it. They weren't so stupid as to think that the legislators who get elected to our state representative body can tell everybody in every town, this is adequate. That's not adequate. Okay? But listen to this. And this puts the lie in everything. This is a woman named Maggie Smith. She's a representative. And she was in the House majority on Thursday or Wednesday when I was in the State House. And she is in favor of John Lynch's amendment to put into the Constitution what the Supreme Court made up and is not there. There is no term adequate education in the state Constitution. The words aren't even there. But she said, no matter what, the question is clear. The state has a responsibility to define an adequate education. Semicolon. That is not in the Constitution now. So she wants an amendment, and she herself is acknowledging, without even knowing what she's saying, acknowledging that the Supreme Court of the state of New Hampshire did something that is wrong. They put something in their rulings that is not in the state Constitution. She's saying it. It is not in the Constitution now. And yet she says, the question is clear. The state has a responsibility to define an adequate education.
Hey, well, if it gets some more votes, you know.
How can the state have a responsibility to define an adequate education if it's not written in the state constitution that tells you what the state is supposed to do? She acknowledges it's not in the Constitution, and then she says, but we have a responsibility, clearly. Oh, really, Maggie? How is that clear? I'd like to know.
Good luck getting a hold of her to ask her those questions.
Certainly the two clauses in her sentence, the primary and subordinate clauses, seem a little contradictory. What's happening in your state? 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Matt, who's an amper. Matt, where are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm in Illinois.
Illinois, yeah, that's right. You talked to us last night. Thanks a lot for calling into Free Talk Live, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got a little story for you on education that happened to me a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the people listening have heard this story. Forgive me, I don't remember telling it on the air, but I'll tell it to you guys because you're talking about education. When I was in high school, we had an introduction to education to being a teacher course.
Yeah.
So I decided to take it because my father was a teacher. I was about 18 years old, and I got assigned to a fourth grade class, and there was a little boy in the class who was having problems learning division.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought up the book and showed it to me. And I'm pretty good at math. And I looked at this book, and they were trying to teach him some screwed-up way to do division.
Oh, yeah.
I had never seen that before. I looked at that, and I said, what is this? I said, here, look, this is how I learned division.
That's right.
And I showed him. And I showed him the old way to do math, how we used to do it, and I could do it in my head pretty good. And his eyes lit up.
Yeah, you know when you get that connection.
All of a sudden, he understood. Yeah. And he went and he took a test.
Yeah.
Got all the questions on the test right, got all the answers right, but the teacher had to mark them wrong, and she came up to me, and I got in big trouble teaching him the wrong way to do it.
That is exactly what where I thought your story was going. I actually went to school to be a teacher, and I left after spending some time student teaching because I just couldn't believe what I saw.
Yeah.
But I figured your story was going to end that way because that's what centralization of education is like. There's all these rules and you're not allowed to teach outside their methods. You have to teach their way.
Hey, Matt, I'm sure you're familiar with John Taylor Gatto's underground story of American education, right?
Never heard of it, but...
John Taylor Gatto, G-A-T-T-O, was named Teacher of the Year in, I think it was New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, New York.
Back in the late 80s, early 90s, something
right.
like that. And then he wrote this book, this massive, massive book. It's a big green book, like oversized book, like a table book, coffee table-sized book that exposes the history of education that brought you to exactly where you were with that stupid creative math division crap. And he based a lot of it, and Julia and I were talking about this earlier, he based a lot of his work on the work of a man named Sam Blumenfeld, whom my father met when he was in Washington trying to dismantle the education department, and who is a friend of mine now. He's, I think, 81 or 82, Sam Blumenfeld. And he wrote, back in the 70s, a book called The New Illiterates and How to Stop Your Child from Becoming One. And he predicted that with the way that they were teaching kids how to read, which was not phonetically based anymore, but the look-say method where you see a word and you're supposed to guess it, he said kids are going to be diagnosed with all sorts of learning problems. They're just not taught how to read. He takes kids who are diagnosed dyslexic and starts to teach them phonics, breaking the word up into syllables. And all of a sudden, just like you, he sees their eyes light up. I was in a bookstore one time, real quick, I'll tell you. This older woman came in, and she has her 6.5-year-old grandson. And she says, are there any books here about sharks? And I said, oh, yeah, there's some over here. And she says, oh, well, those are really high for him. I was like, well, he's on a first or second grade level, right? And she goes, no, he's on a 3.5-year-old level. And I said, well, hold on. So I wrote the word doctor on a piece of paper. I said, hey, buddy, can you tell me what that word is? He said dinosaur, because he was guessing. Listen, man, I know we got to run, but thanks so much, and thanks so much for being an amper as well. Great call, buddy. We will return. We'll talk more about this with Nina from California. Stay on the line. It is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Get involved. 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner. She's
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark tonight on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Rolling along the program, 800-259-9231. You heard the numbers. Participate at your convenience, at your will. Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com as well. And tonight's program is being brought to you by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, thank goodness. And, gee, we'll see what happens with that fairness doctrine thing and see if that thing infringes on it. 800-259-9231, call us while you still have an opportunity. I am Gardner.
And Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark, and I'm really glad that we're here. Okay, we're talking about government education, whether it's from the federal government on down or your locality. And I want to get to the phones, and then we've got a special guest to talk to us about a new book that he has written that talks pretty in-depth about just how the government is screwing up education. Let's go to California right now. Nina is on the line. Hi, Nina. Welcome to Free Talk Live. How are you?
Nina going once. Nina going twice.
Hi, Nina. You there?
Yeah, here I am.
Hey, go for it. What do you want to tell us, my friend?
Okay, well, a couple of things. I used to work in education for the state of California. I worked for a pretty major university here. And I got to tell you, centralizing decision-making is probably the worst things that could ever happen for two reasons. First of all, I was in higher education. There's no way, it's practically impossible to fire someone, whether they be a teacher or a staff member once they get what they call tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't tenure 2 years in California?
Well, they changed it. It was 5 years for staff, and they're trying to change it for professors and stuff, and I'm not sure if that really went through. I got out of the education system about 10 years ago. I just got so disgusted with the waste and the ridiculous way they have of just, you know, conducting business is just absurd. Mm. But the other thing pertaining to grade school and high school education is, I don't know if anyone realizes this, but, when I was a kid, they had a testing system, nationwide testing system. And there's about half a different ones that they can give you. The ones that I took as a child were called the Iowa test. And those were where students across the nation would take the same test, and you could compare how states were doing to each other in relation to each other.
Yeah.
Well, they've eliminated that now. So there is no methodology, really, for us to compare how one system of education in one state is doing as compared to another system of education in another state. Mm-hmm. And I think this is part of the, you know, centralization of education, where they don't care, they're going to teach everybody the same thing all across the board, across the whole nation, and they're not worried about whether one method is better than the other. But what's that done is, if you compare our national scores with scores of other nations in the world, we've consistently gotten lower and lower and lower. And so it's like, It's absurd. You know,
it's like there's a reciprocal relationship between the amount of money you put into the system and the product that you get out of it in government education, Nina. It's just terrible. It's really awful. You know, the historical perspective that you have on it, I think, is really important. And I'll remind you, check out the works of Sam Blumenfeld, John Taylor Gatto, and others. And thank you so much for the call, Nina. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, that's it.
Oh, terrific
call.
Good luck.
I'm glad you guys are talking about this.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Nina. And, you know, I mentioned checking out the works of people like Sam Blumenfeld, John Taylor Gatto. I want to refer you to a new book that is out and welcome the author of it right now to Free Talk Live. The book is Feds in the Classroom, How Big Government Corrupts, Cripples, and Compromises American Education. Remember it, Feds in the Classroom. And the author is named Neil McCluskey. And if you're not familiar with the name, Neil McCluskey is the author of other books. And he is with us right now on Free Talk Live. Neil, thank you very much for joining us on a very busy day for you. I really appreciate it. How are you, sir?
All right. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Neil, Feds in the Classroom, I know that you've written in the past about big government getting in the way of traditional American mores and values, whether it be the family and other writing that you've done, or just on education. And I know that you must be really tuned into some of the complaints that people have, whether it's us here in the state of New Hampshire and they're trying to centralize things in our state house right now, or it's with this complaints of the complaints about No Child Left Behind. The more government gets involved with education, the worse it seems to get, isn't it?
Yeah, well, ultimately the problem is the more government gets involved, the more centralized it gets at higher levels of government. So it used to be at your local district, and then districts got bigger, and then states took over, and now it's really the federal government's knocking on the door of complete control.
Yeah.
As you do that, any kind of control parents might have had, the people that education's really supposed to serve, the parents and children, further away it gets from them, the less control they have. And the more control special interests, who are the ones who spend all the time doing the lobbying and the PR work, things like that, to get more money and actually lower standards, the more power they have. So our education has gotten more and more bureaucratic, hidebound, and less effective because there's no pressure to make it work. All the pressure is just to put more money into it and then otherwise leave it alone because parents don't have any real ability, any power to influence the system.
It is very frustrating, Neil McCluskey, and I know that in Feds in the Classroom, you go in-depth a great deal in the history of this, especially in the last 20, 30 years, as there are about almost 50 million public school kids in the United States right now, and I was reading a statistic somewhere that there are like 15,000 public school districts, and people seem to think that if people can't handle it on the local level somehow, I mean, it's almost a platonic absurdity. You know, who watches the watchers? Somehow, if we're incapable of handling our own education systems on a local level, the federal government will be able to do so, and yet the federal government is composed of people who are voting and the people who can't handle themselves, supposedly. So it's this, you know, reductio ad absurdum. It's just it's an absurdity that you run into, and I would love to see some of the things that you've observed as you've written in Feds in the Classroom, your new book. Neil McCluskey, what have you seen when you've looked at the situation for education now? No Child Left Behind, more government funding, more complaints. What are some of the major things you've noticed?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right in that it's pretty absurd that when people haven't been happy with their local government control, and then they said, well, state, you better take over because my local district isn't doing well. And now people say the states aren't working, so they're having the federal government take over. And so what that's given you is the No Child Left Behind. But the problem with all those levels of government is they're government. And government is going to tend to work for the people who do all the lobbying and have the money to spend on PR, which is the teacher unions, the administrator association,
right.
The people employed by public schooling. So none of those levels can effectively change education because they're all top-down and they're all political control. Unfortunately, the federal government is the worst because it's so distant. Mm-hmm. And if you're not happy, at least with your state education system, you could potentially go to another state.
Right.
Once you hit federal control, you can't. And you get something like the No Child Left Behind Act, which is the federal government, mainly George Bush, but along with the Democrats, said, you know, we're not happy with what states are doing, so we're going to make them have rigorous standards and tests. So they told every state, if you want your billions of dollars, you have to have state tests and standards and math, reading, and science. You have to have all groups or all students and then subgroups reach something called proficiency by 2014 in math and reading, and you have to have yearly progress toward that goal.
2014, that just shows how slow they are.
Well, it's just another, I'd say, 5-year plan, but that's really a 12-year plan, but
right.
You get the idea.
Well, you know.
But, yeah, you know, that's only a whole, I don't know, a few million kids that are
exactly.
Just getting nothing. But, yeah. The really sad part about No Child Left Behind is because it's political and it's a compromise, which all political solutions are, the federal government is saying, well, we're going to make everyone have high standards, but because people still believe in local control, the states are setting the standards, defining proficiency, all this stuff. And so they're actually pushing the standards down across the country, so that states and school districts don't end up looking bad.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
In the name of high standards and to make politicians in Washington look good, all the public schools from the states down are lowering their standards. And, of course, the kids end up losing again.
We're speaking with Neil McCluskey, who's the author of a new book, and I highly recommend it. It is Feds in the Classroom, How Big Government Corrupts, Cripples, and Compromises American Education, part of a lineage that goes back some 30 years to people who were sounding the alarm of more centralized government decision-making in education. And it really strikes against the fallacy, I think, Neil, that we have always had government education here. Until the mid-1800s, we didn't have government education. I'm sure in your research you saw that they had the thing called the Bullfinch study in 1812. It showed in Massachusetts that most of the kids were educated privately, and the literacy rate was as high then as it is now. And the qualitative part of that, they were probably more on the ball. Neil, can you stay with us into the next hour, or do you have to fly?
Well, I can stick around.
Great. We've got a lot of people who are on the line. They'd like to talk to you. The phone is like a flaming kebab right now. It's Free Talk Live. Neil McCluskey, Gardner Goldsmith, and
Julia
will return after top of the hour news. Keep us in mind. Keep us on your dial. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People